Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Gala 20th Anniversary Concert of the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington, D.C.
From the 20th anniversary of the Gay Men's Choir in chorus, actually in D.C.
I just absolutely, yeah. I've basically turned into their new little stalker. Michael and I had the opportunity. First of all, I want to say hello and thank everybody for joining us tonight on At Home with Victoria. I'm like a kid in a candy store because I was, Michael, dealing with the marketing and communications director with the organization, and we were able to get the show on tonight and to get the two Andrews course members who are going to be on. But first, we're going to talk to the executive director. David Jobin is going to join us just to give us sort of a sense about the organization, sort of what they do. And then later on, we're going to talk about Xanadu, which is an upcoming show at Lisner Auditorium on the campus of George Washington University in D.C. And also, Michael, we're going to talk about how it is that we came to know about the organization from my big fat gay Greek wedding. So with that said, David, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
So tell Michael and I listeners, we have over 200,000 for those that don't know about the organization, just a little 411 on the organization and what you guys do.
Okay, we've been around since 1981. We are a gay men's chorus of about 250 singing members, another 50 volunteers. Our mission is to delight audiences and champion gay equality with robust artistry, fun, and surprise. And I like to say, I think we're the only arts organization I can think of that has the words fun and surprise in their mission statement. and it's really what we are about. Certainly the championing gay equality is important, and it's always first and foremost in our minds when we put together a season. But every once in a while, we like to switch things up, like we're doing this weekend with Xanadu, and just have a good, fun time with our audience. As you can imagine, in 1981, it was a completely different environment for a gay chorus. Mm-hmm. We had a difficult time even finding a place to perform because we were so bold as to put the word gay in our title. Mm-hmm. And here it is 32 years later, we're performing at the Lisner Auditorium, a hall where we couldn't get through the door in 1981, and now they welcome us here. We are their primary, I think we have more weeks of the Lisner than any other performing group. We perform 5 subscription shows a year to about 12,000 people, residents of the district, Maryland, and Virginia. So we feel as though we're making a big difference in the community. We're changing people's hearts and minds on issues important to the LGBT community. In addition to those 5 shows, we also do almost 50 outreach performances a year. So that averages to about 1 show a week that we are doing out in the community in some surprising places. I mean, we've sung the national anthem for the Nationals game. You'd be surprised where we turn up.
And, you know, David, it was interesting because earlier today, of course, knowing that you were going to be on tonight, I just kind of did my own research, and I, of course, stumbled upon Wikipedia. And my eyes just kept going down and down. I mean, the list of places where you guys have performed is just amazing. And, of course, one that really struck me because Michael Kay was there, and our really good friend Michael Taylor Gray, again, who's going to be calling in later, an actor in L.A., we visited the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, and I saw that you guys were there. I bet that was an awesome experience because not everybody gets to go to the Kennedy Center. That I know.
It's an amazing experience. We were actually the first LGBT chorus to perform on national television. That was for the induction of Elizabeth Taylor in with her Kennedy Center honors. We returned to that scene when Jerry Herman was inducted with his Kennedy Center honors. So we've done that twice. As you can imagine, in Washington, D.C., there are some pretty spectacular places. We performed for the inauguration, for President Obama's first inauguration. We performed at the Vice President's house four years in a row. We performed at the White House. We perform for SLDN. Every Christmas Eve we go and perform for NIH. We perform for their patients on Christmas Eve, and it's a really touching performance that we give, and it's something we're so happy that we can give back to the community.
Wow.
Michael?
Yeah, David, I think the real issue here that you must be applauded for is getting 250 gay men together on a regular basis on time. I think that's a big feat.
The fact that we can start a show on time is nothing less than amazing. 250 gay men. And I will tell you, we just started, we have a final dress rehearsal tonight for Xanadu, which started 12 minutes late because we had two gentlemen backstage with wig issues.
Well, that is an issue if you're going on, but I want to make mention, too, my big fat gay wedding is the show that Victoria and I were talking about that we attended, and it was our first time attending, and again, the quality of the chorus and was stunning. More so was the wedding of J.T. Hatfield Charles and Dixon Charles, which was quite a touching moment. And I'll be honest with you, David. I've been gay for 44 years now, and I have never in my life sat in a studio or sat in a theater where I have felt such genuine warmth, genuine compassion. Everybody was rooting for each other. It was the most powerful emotion that I've felt in quite some time. So you guys are doing a fantastic job.
I so appreciate you saying that, and we hear that from a number of our audience members. We do a show every holiday, and for a lot of our audience, it's become a tradition for them to celebrate, you know, to kick off their holidays with us, and that's what we hear most often. In addition to the beautiful music that we put on, people really love that feeling of acceptance and inclusiveness that you find in our audience. And I can't think of another theater or performing arts outing that I've been to that I get that same feeling in the audience. So I love that you felt that as well.
Just to piggyback off of that again, the three of us, David, had no idea what to expect. In fact, it was my brother who works for Food and Friends, a nonprofit organization, and some of your members were just there last week to volunteer. He called and told me, and he was so excited to see some of the chorus members. And he just happened to mention to me, he says, hey, you know, I can get some tickets for the show. You know, do you guys want to go? And I said, sure. So, you know, so what was interesting about it was that the three of us, really, my brother knew, but the three of us went into it not really knowing what to expect. So we didn't have, you know, low expectations. We didn't have high expectations. We just didn't know. So it was amazing from the time that we walked in the door, and of course we saw those cupcakes, and I was like, listen, if the show sucks, as long as we get a cupcake, I'm really happy about this. So that is all I need to make my evening happy. But from the time that we sat down, like Michael was saying, the feeling that you get when you're amongst people who support you, who support your cause, and then when the show started, I mean, it was just an amazing experience. And, you know, me being a journalist for, what, some 18 years, I've covered a lot of things, I've interviewed a lot of people, and I was telling a really good friend of mine who lives in D.C., because, again, I stalk you guys and I tell everybody about you now, you've got to go see their show, that was one of the most touching shows or events that I have ever been to. But the flip side to that, and Michael can attest to this, David, also, is that it was funny. You know, there were many times when I was laughing, and then there were many times when our friend Michael Taylor Gray, who by trade is an actor and he's a performer on stage. You know, Michael, remember he was singing show tunes, and we were mumbling show tunes underneath our breath. So, I mean, it was just an amazing experience.
Well, and plus, David, Victoria was giving me crap, too, because she could hear me humming. And there was one person in between us, so apparently my humming was a little loud.
Well, I will tell you, you're not the first person who's done that on our audience. I think, you know, we do a lot of Broadway songs, and the song that you even opened with, you know, is an old Broadway song of Ethel Merman's. And people have to fight that urge to sing along with us. So I'm glad that you maintained your control.
I did, you know, because I was really shocked that with all the gays, there were more of us wouldn't just break out. It'd be like one of those scenes in a movie where all of a sudden it's a flash mob, you know, kind of a thing. That would have been kind of cool.
Well, be careful, or that will come to your audition, and we'll put you on stage with us.
Right.
Oh, don't
tease. Well, you know, speaking of flash mob, what was really cute that touched me, there was a group, I want to say it was about 10 to 15 that were sitting two rows behind us, and they all had white T-shirts, and there must have been a chorus member that they knew because they wrote his name on there, and every time, you know, a certain song would come on, they would kind of stand up and really cheer. So I thought that was really cute. David, I also want to mention something that really struck me that I was happy to see is the work that you guys do with the youth, because there was a special acknowledgement that night about some of the schools in the area that had students there. Talk a little bit about that outreach.
Oh, I'm happy to. We have an outreach program called Gen Out. And what we do is, this started off really as kind of a ticket giveaway. We would go into high schools and we would provide LGBT students, their friends, teachers, families, and allies, free tickets to our shows. And the purpose for doing that is really so that they can come to our auditorium and be surrounded by the warmth that you described earlier, Michael, in terms of a really inclusive audience, because that's something that they don't always have in their high school lives and in their family lives. And you know, long before the It Gets Better campaign started, I think we've been showing young people, indeed, that it does get better, that there are, you know, 200, 250 out, proud, well-adjusted gay men on stage who are enjoying life tremendously, and to give them a sense of all the opportunities that life holds.
Yeah.
Since that time, we've actually taken Jen out, and now we go into the schools more often and perform for high school groups. We're usually sponsored by gay straight alliances, but included in the presentation that we do is really kind of a talk back where we sit and listen to the students and talk about their concerns, what they're going through in their daily lives. We talk about what our high school years were like. And it's a really powerful program. We're really, really pleased that we're able to do that.
Absolutely. It's amazing that so many – I wonder how much you're responsible for with all this Ali Forney Center in New York and everything, and for giving the LGBT clan a positive self-image and everything. I mean, 20 years ago, I mean, you're a pioneer, David.
I think you're right, and you know, we have a number of our allies, not just from the gay community, who really appreciate this Jet Out program and support it at a tremendously generous level. So it's something that's touched a lot of people's lives, and I think that the fact that these young people are feeling less lonely in their daily lives, having seen a show, having experienced that atmosphere of the listener auditorium that you described, we feel great that we're able to do that and kind of improve young people's outlooks and give them more hope.
Well, again, I just think it's absolutely wonderful with what the organization is doing. And Michael just knows personally about me within my television career, outreach to youth. It's just a huge deal to me. So when that was mentioned, I thought, oh, I'm really in love with this group now. I'm going to like be their number one fan and stalker. So I just wanted to
And if you remember, we start the show off actually by acknowledging all the high schools that are present that night.
Yeah.
And it becomes a little bit of a pep rally. And I love that we start our shows with that energy and that message to our audience. Because we're not just there to put on a show, but we really are there to have kind of a significant impact on people's lives. And I really do think that starting off the show acknowledging all the young people that are out in the audience. And that's a brave statement for them to make. I mean, imagine the conversation they're having with their parents at home, letting them know that, you know, what they're doing that evening. I think it really has the potential to change lives.
I totally agree with you on that. David, I want to thank you so much for your time. We're going to, after we listen to a song from Matt, we're going to talk to, I call them the two Andrews, some of your members. We're going to talk about Xanadu. And you guys still have tickets available for that, so we're going to pump that and see if we can help get some more folks out to sell out. I know Sunday you still have a few tickets and maybe Saturday, but I want to thank you so much. Michael likes to give everybody this little spiel when they leave the show. So, Michael, you go ahead.
Yes, just remember, At Home with Victoria is your home too, David, so please feel free to come back anytime. Come back when you can spend more time. I know you're busy with the production and everything, but it was a joy to talk to you. And just from both Victoria and I, just thanks for what you're doing. It's well needed and documented and cherished. So just
and
know
thank
that.
You for spreading the message for us. We really appreciate it.
Ditto, buddy.
Oh,
absolutely.
Anytime.
Okay.
Have a good
night.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And again, everyone, that was the executive director from the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington, David Jobin, and it was kind enough for him to be here because I think, Michael, they've got some rehearsals going on tonight. But you're going to play some music. Before you do that, I do want to mention Xanadu. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute with both Andrews, that's our cast members. But showtimes are at Lisner Auditorium on the campus of George Washington University, Friday, March the 15th. Saturday, March the 16th, and Sunday, March the 17th. All shows are at 8 o'clock, and the tickets are quite reasonable. They range from $55 to $25. And, Michael, you've been in that auditorium. I don't care if you get a $25 or a $55 ticket. All the seats are good, right?
It doesn't matter. There's not a bad seat in the house. That's for darn sure, because the music is so good. But when we were actually in D.C. seeing My Big Fat Gay Wedding, this Matt Alber person took the stage with the most glorious rendition of Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. And I'm telling you, you're going to fall in love. So this is Matt Alber with I Want to Dance with Somebody. And when we get back, more with the two Andrews. Don't go away.
Upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. There's still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. Well, I've done alright up to now, but it's the light of day that shows me how. And when the night falls, the loneliness calls. And oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Take a chance on a love that burns hot enough to last. 'Cause when the night falls, my lonely heart calls. And it says, oh, I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I wanna dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. And oh, I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I wanna dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. With somebody who loves me.
Everybody, that is the one and only Matt Alber. Like Michael mentioned, we discovered him because we saw the show My Big Gay Wedding, My Big Fat Gay Wedding, and just Michael, just an incredible voice. But we've got, I call them the two Andrews. For those of you, just to give a recap, who are joining us for the first time, you didn't join us at the top of the hour, our featured guest tonight on At Home with Victoria, the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington. The executive director was on for 15 minutes, David Jobin, to talk a little bit about the organization. And two of the cast members have been kind enough to join us. First, we'll bring in Andrew Harmon. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
And we're going to bring in the other Andrew that's joining us, Andrew Polini. Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, and you got my last name right, so congratulations.
That was because Michael, our entertainment co-host, he made me practice before we went on air. So, yeah, he basically made me practice. But listen, so first, I guess we should talk a little bit about My Big Fat Gay Wedding. Andrew Harmon, were you a singer in that show?
Yes, I performed with the chorus in that concert last month.
Well, we don't know who you were. You were one of the 200 and something on the stage. So tell me, what is it like just being a part of the chorus itself?
Well, first of all, since you played Matt Albert, I really have to tell you, you saw him on stage. The man, you know, he has this soft, very pretty masculine voice. He can play the guitar like nobody's business. He's rehearsing with us. We're meeting him for the first time. You can imagine how, you know, about 160 gay men feel watching this man just perform a song like that. I mean, and I was one of them. So, you know, I mean, it was quite a moment just to be alone with him at Lizard before the audience came.
Yeah, is he a single man? I don't think he is actually.
No, my understanding is he is, although I can't speak for him, but he certainly writes a lot of songs from the point of view of being a single guy. So.
Yeah, well, I sure like that side of it.
Okay.
To answer your question, it was an amazing experience. I mean, the wedding, just being able to be part of something so singular for our audience and for ourselves, just really spectacular.
Yeah, the wedding itself was pretty amazing to watch and stuff. I tell you, I got married in January, and their wedding definitely did outshine mine when he pulled out the big diamond rock. I tell you, boy, oh boy, you can see that thing. We were sitting 20 rows back. I could see the cut and the clarity on that ring. That's how big that sucker was. But it was just a lovely heartwarming situation to be a part of. It was just really, really wonderful. Whose idea was that, or does My Big Fat Gay Wedding mean that with every performance?
No. It was this was a first-time offering. We had a fundraising gala last spring, and I think one of the live auction items we offered was to have your wedding performed during this particular show. This concert, and these two won that live auction.
Wow.
Michael, I was going to say, let's bring the other Andrew in. I don't want you to feel like a stepchild and like we're not talking to you. So how long have you been with the chorus, and what's the experience like for you being a part of such a wonderful group like that and the work that you guys do?
Well, gosh, thank you so much for having us. Us on here. I've been in the chorus for just over 3 years, and I came from more of a classical background. So this, to me, is just a fantastic group to be a part of. I think one of the things that makes it so special is it doesn't matter who you are, young, old, black, white, fat, skinny. It runs the gamut. We just have so many different types of personalities. I can venture to guess you can imagine some of the folks we got on personality, but it really just is a very welcoming group. And the moment you step in, we actually rehearse in a Presbyterian church, and you just feel the love immediately when you walk into that church, and it's been a fantastic experience.
Yeah.
Michael, I just want to say you mentioned to David earlier that in itself is an accomplishment to get over 200 gay men to settle down and sing at one time, which I thought was funny.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the things that keeps us going is we usually have a bake sale in the middle of rehearsal. So, gays love their sweets. So let's just be honest right there.
We do.
Michael.
Now, the both of you are actually in Xanadu coming up on Saturday. We think it's still available. All the information up in chat. But how are rehearsals going for Xanadu? Let's go to Andrew Polanyi first.
Oh, my goodness. Rehearsals are going fantastic. This show has really come along so quickly, and I think what's so special about this is an all-volunteer group. We don't have any professional actors, professional singers. These are people that are doing jobs in the government, that are doing jobs in the private sector, and, in fact, right now, as I think David mentioned, we have a full dress rehearsal. This is our last dress rehearsal, and we want to make sure we get it just right. So we are rehearsing right up until the end. And it's just been a fantastic experience.
Yeah,
and that was also one reason why Michael and the two Andrews, that I wanted to thank you guys for coming on and your executive director, because I know through your communications and marketing director that you guys had stuff, some people had stuff going on tonight, and you literally are in dress rehearsal and rehearsal up until the show tomorrow, the first show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Andrew Harmon, I wanted to ask you, and Michael touched on this a little bit. Like Michael said, he got married at his house inside his bedroom, and our sweet Steve is now gone. When did we lose him, Michael? Was it
Steve died in August 28th. Yeah.
Yeah, August 28th. But I remember when we were there and you were watching the wedding and you were just talking about the feeling of camaraderie and just to be in a place where you've got everybody sort of rooting for each other and sort of supporting each other. Michael, I always think about the show that we did when we had talked about when you came out and sort of said that, you know, you were gay and how that happened. And back then, you know, you didn't have anything like this, right? And Michael grew up in Canada. Yeah. I mean, you didn't have this, right?
No, I didn't have anything. All I had to do was join the track team because I had to run. I came from the two Andrews. I came from a very, very small town in central Canada named Priestville, Saskatchewan, population 1,240 people, and that was counting squirrels and sheep and antelope and all that stuff like that. So imagine it was a hunting, trapping, farming town. So I think there was only two gays in there, me and Danny and Aka. And, boy, yeah, we had to really do some fast dancing. So we didn't have this kind of organizations. And quite frankly, it's a wonder how I didn't lose my mind back then. Because, and, you know, after grade 12, boy, that I graduated on a Friday. I left Saturday morning. I hadn't been back since. So that is what small towns with no support do. But
you haven't been back.
Haven't been back. Not at all. Didn't need to.
But Andrew Politely, you can talk about this. One thing that I really loved about the organization is that when we were there for the show, the acknowledgement of the high school students were talked about and the outreach, and David talked about the type of outreach that the organization does for high school kids and kids in the community in general. And I just think that's huge.
It absolutely is. And it really wasn't that long ago that I was myself in high school and college. And I can remember, gosh, that's a difficult time for any kid. So to have a group that is as proud as the Gay Men's Boys of Washington that invites youth to be a part of their shows, to be a part of their experience, and goes out to them, I think speaks volumes. And, you know, David talked about the mission of the chorus, and one of the facets of that mission is championing gay equality. And, you know, we do it, and we don't just do it at our shows. We do it at the schools, and we do it for the kids. And the Gen Out program, I think, is a fantastic product by the chorus, because it's really, it's not just about singing, it's about changing hearts and minds, and that's what the chorus does.
And I'd like to add, it gives something back to us as chorus members, because many of us are, I'm older than the other Andrew here, and there are so many members who are older than I am. I've been in the chorus for 11 years. We go to these schools, we listen to the feedback that a lot of these students give, and a lot of us realize, much like Michael was saying, that we didn't have these same resources, we didn't have the same support network where we came from and when we came from. So it's all about evolution and really tapping into that evolution and feeling it on all sides, not just from them, but for us. It does a world of good all the way around.
Yeah. No,
well, Andrew and Michael, I wanted to mention, we mentioned this probably at least five or six times, but the third member who was with us that night when we first saw you guys was a really good friend of ours. His name is Michael Taylor Gray, and he is an actor in L.A., and he also does Broadway and stage. And it was kind of important for me to have him come on the show when you guys were on here because, you know, this what you guys do is what he does. So he just raved about you. So I thought it would be fun to have him on to sort of give his two cents in and talk about that. So with that said, our very, very good friend Michael Taylor Gray. Hey, Michael.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, darling.
Hello, sugar.
You know,
for the
like
two
the
Andrews, Michael Shannon Gray, Victoria and I were the ones howling in row 23 during
yeah,
the
that
war.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know,
but
I
anyway,
thank you,
Michael,
Victoria. You give me the best. You give me the best lead-in. I've actually walked the streets of Broadway. I haven't actually been on Broadway performing just yet, but I'll get there. I'll get there.
You'll
Michael.
Make it there. Well, you know, I'm basically reflecting it in my mind because I've seen
I know
it's
you
going
were.
To happen. So listen, Michael Kay and I are going to be quiet, and I want you to talk to the two Andrews because this is what you do, and you were there. So just go ahead and show them some love because I know you love them too.
Oh, Andrews, the Andrews squared. It was wonderful. I mean, it was just a night of music, a night about love, you know, and the three of us sap sitting next to him. The fourth one being Victoria's brother, who's a little more stoic than we were. But throughout the night, if Victoria wasn't crying, I was crying. If I wasn't crying, Michael was crying. And I tell you, the one that really got me was every time is that song from Carousel, If I Loved You.
Yeah.
And oh, my God, that's just, you know, when it just starts pouring. But it was such a beautiful night, such an eclectic evening. And to have a wedding on the stage at the end, you know, it'll be legal here soon again in California. But I have to say that for the 8 months that it was, I was able to go to four very distinct, beautiful experiences. One was in friends of mine's their backyard, very simple. Another one was on the Queen Mary boat in Long Beach, very lavish. You know, so it was kind of all over the map. And another one kind of reminded me of what you guys did because it was called My Big Fat Jewish Italian Wedding. And my my friends Brian and Gilmore, both performers, and Gilmore wrote this 45-minute one act that when it ended, the ceremony began. So it was very much kind of like what you guys offered us that evening, and it just put me right back in that beautiful place. And I felt so fortunate, I think we all did, to be there and be a part of that and know that we're getting to a point where it's not going to be so unusual to see whoever, you know, is in love being able to share that and share it publicly. So I thank you guys for giving us that gift.
Well, you're
welcome.
And thank you for being there.
That was a whole magical five whirlwind days, thanks to Victoria and Michael.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Andrew Harmon, I just wanted to ask actually both of you guys about Xanadu. So are both of you going to be on roller skates, or what's the deal with that? That seems like that would be hard if you don't know how to roller skate and you've got to do that show.
Well, I think that would be a hot, risky thing if I was on roller skates. So I am opted to be in the free chorus, and I will be singing from the perches, but I will not be on roller skate myself.
I too will be up in the perches.
Okay.
But will you be wearing those cute shorty shorts?
Right.
Andrew could pull them off. I don't know about myself so much. Although, you know,
Andrew's going to pull his off.
You said
all for
on show. That's actually a different show.
Oh, that's
you
bad.
You got to pay a little bit extra for that one.
I think that one you probably need like a special ticket for. Hey, listen, don't go anywhere. We still have some more time. I think Michael, do you want to play a song? Or are we talking?
Yeah, I want to get back to some music. This is Let Me Be the Music again from the, I believe it's some a cabaret that you guys had done a while back. So once again, this is the Gay Men's Chorus from D.C. So don't go away. More when we get back.
Seasons come and seasons go, and somehow they were meant to show that life and love are never really gone.
So when my journey here is through,
I'm certain there is just a new hello. And so when I travel on, let me be the music of love I have known. Let me be the melody
Let me be the sweet refrain in the sound of the rain, or a rippling stream. Let me be the lullaby that calls the eyes of children when they dream. For music has no walls or bars, it bridges time and space. It only asks the senses to
particular one, do you remember, or have you sung that song?
We have. I think we sung that song as a chorus, but that recording you played was from, I believe, 2003 or 2004, from a David Friedman cabaret that a select few did. I remember a lot of the singers in that cabaret. Unfortunately, I was not one of them.
Oh, okay. And Andrew, the other Andrew, I wanted to ask you, what was the process like for actually becoming a member, and if you had to audition, were you nervous? Because that can be intimidating. There's so many of in the chorus.
Yeah, the process itself is actually pretty straightforward. You go to our website, gmcw.org, which is coincidentally the same place where you can get tickets for Xanadu. And you go on there and you just go to the audition page, fill it out, and the audition is very simple. You sing My Country, Tis of Thee, and Jeff Berman, who's our artistic director, just walks you through a couple of notes, and, you know, it's pretty simple. Was I nervous? Absolutely. I mean, especially that first day walking into New York Avenue Presbyterian Church, which is where we rehearsed. I can remember not knowing a single person and being terrified. That's a lot of gay in one room. But again, back to my point earlier, there was so much love in that room that instantly I felt right at home, and it's been a wonderful home to be in.
Well, listen, Michael Taylor Gray is actually coming back from L.A. to visit. You're coming back and trying to be back in June, right?
Yeah. Now, is there no, like, casting love seat just to kind of cut to the chase? Do you have to sing My Country, Tis of Thee? I mean, come on.
You got to flip him a 50.
Somebody had to ask.
Well, I was going to say before my wonderful friends decided to butt in that he's coming back into town, and I've got to get you guys scheduled because it would be so much fun if they will allow us to come in and watch you guys rehearse so we can actually meet the two Andrews in person.
We rehearse every Sunday evening from 6:15 to 9:15, as Andrew said, at New York Avenue Presbyterian Church. And our final show will be, the first weekend in June, right? June 6th?
Okay.
Oh,
well,
second
that's
and third,
if we didn't
I'm sorry,
scare
yeah.
you.
That, the second
that's
and third of
did,
June.
That's if we didn't scare you away that you don't want to do that first.
Oh, no. We love having guests during rehearsal. It's actually a very educational process to see what we go through, running lines, singing measures, being told by our directors how to handle different types of
parts of the song, but then the dynamics, the warmth of sound, the softness of sound, or the big fortissimo notes. I mean, we go through a lot.
And if I can just add, we have, I think what's great about the chorus is we all bring something different to the table. So we've got some members that are actually musical educators. We've got some people that have studied music. And then we've got some people that they've actually never even read music or they've never even been in a chorus. And that's what really makes this the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington special is we're all volunteer. We all bring something different to the table. And I think that's what the big appeal is. It's not some intimidating group.
Who is your now you have several conductors, right?
Yes.
Now the one I remember, the one the lovely lady with the long hair. What's her name?
Yeah.
Her name is Thea Kano. She is our associate music director. She's in charge of our outreach. So when we go to those schools, she's the one who directs and coordinates those activities. She also directs one of our two small ensembles, the chamber ensemble named Rock Creek Singers.
I thought she was just magical. She really, it's like totally in her body. Watching her conduct was just, it was like watching a dance. It was so lyrical, so beautiful. I just thought that some people, you look at them, you go, they were born to do that. And she, I thought, was, I couldn't keep my eyes off her. I thought she was wonderful.
Of course, we are in love with her. She's in her ninth season with us, and the love affair has never slowed down or diminished. It just gets more intense each year.
And it's palpable. I mean, I, as an audience member, I felt that connection between her and all of you. It was just such a beautiful relationship. And I remember commenting on it to Michael and Victoria, and I just it really I thought it was remarkable.
She brings so much to the chorus. You know, I think what's also special about the chorus is, look, this is not the gay you get on TV, so to speak. And when we're dealing with someone like Thea, I mean, the connection that Andrew talked about is palpable.
Yeah.
It is just, you can't explain it. She really just channels the very best in every one of our singers.
Well, you just tell her that I fell in love with her that night as well.
I will tell her that.
Well, I happen to want, although I'm black, I happen to want her hair. You can tell her that hair, the way that hair swings, honey, from the back.
And I think some of the male members want her hair, too.
She knows how we feel about the hair. That's part of her conducting.
That's right.
Yes, I mean, like, she can do, like, a hair commercial or something. I thought, good God, look at that woman in that beautiful hair. I want that hair. But listen, we have to take care of just a little bit business because Xanadu starts tomorrow, so the shows are Friday, March the 15th, the 16th, and 17th, all at 8 o'clock. Tickets are from $55 to $25 at Lisner Auditorium on the campus of George Washington University in D.C. So March the 15th, 16th, and 17th at 8 o'clock. And Michael Taylor Gray, I mentioned – oh, go ahead. Did I get something wrong, Andrew?
There's just – I apologize, but there's just one correction. The March 17th show, the Sunday, it's a matinee at 3 p.m.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I think I must have got that earlier off the website. Okay, so Friday, March the 15th, it's at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March the 16th at 8 o'clock. And Sunday, March the 17th at 3 p.m. And that is again, tickets $55 to $25. Michael Taylor Gray, I mentioned at the top of the hour when we were talking to the executive director, since you've been to Lisner Auditorium, there is no bad seat in there, right?
Not at all. You know, some people feel like, oh my God, I gotta be close. I loved where we sat. You got such a great perspective of the entire, of the entire playing area. So, and for a show like Xanadu, they're gonna use the entire stage it's gonna be a lot of fun. No matter where you sit, you'll enjoy it. And for big shows and that have lots of movement and all that kind of, I think it's fun. You're right. There's not a bad seat in the house.
All right.
Yeah, they will be using the entire stage.
Well, the two Andrews, although we won't be there, like I said, Michael and I, for spring coming up, Michael and I will be there. So if you are there, hopefully we'll get to meet you in person. But we will show up. Since we are official stalkers now of the organization, my friend Michael Taylor Gray comes to town. I have your telephone number, so I can really be a stalker. So we will let you know that we will show up.
And she's very good at it. She's very dedicated.
Yes, Andrews. Now that you're family on At Home with Victoria, we will be your professional stalkers in the news media. And we will show up at that rehearsal, and we're going to be in the back and just wave and just be happy and say hi and watch you guys. But, no, we really do adore what you guys do. We think what you do is very important. And like I said, we just happen to be three people that my brother just happened to say, hey, I'm going to the show. I can get you some tickets. Do you want to go? So we had neither high or low expectations. We cried. We laughed. Just an amazing thing. And I kept saying to the two Michaels that tomorrow or the next day, I am going to call that organization. They will be on our show, whether they like it or not. I'm going to stalk them until they get somebody to come on. So
Can I just add that your cupcakes were delicious?
Oh, they were.
It's all volunteer. So, everything we give you, right down to the food, it comes right from the members.
Oh, I love it when it comes from the members. Thank you, boys.
Did you get to eat any of those cupcakes, by the way, or they were all gone by the time you got off stage?
I think I only had one, I think.
Wow.
Victoria put three in her pocket as she walked out. That's why you two Andrews didn't get one. She did. She's a sugar fiend.
She is.
You didn't have to tell everybody that. Well, listen, Andrew Harmon, I want to thank you so much for being here. Andrew Pelini, is that right? Did I get it right?
Pelini? Girl, you got it right. I always say it's Polish and Ukrainian with a twist.
There you go.
Well, listen, I want to thank both of you for being here because I know you were busy and had other things to do tonight. So Michael does a good job of kind of doing this spiel about, oh, we love you, come back to our show. So I normally let him do that. Go ahead, Michael.
Absolutely. Just remember the two Andrews that at Home with Victoria is your home, too. So come back anytime you can.
Thank you for having us.
It's
going to
sound pretty cheesy.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
All right. We'll see you guys on stage.
Okay.
Break a wheel. We'll see you on stage. Yeah, Michael Taylor Gray. First of all, I'm very happy that you were able to call in. But yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, you sat there and you were there. It was just an amazing experience and fun, you know.
Well, I mean, music has always been a big, such an important part of my life. It's, you know, it's my sanctuary. You know, I just remember as a kid, I would always go to the end of our house. We have a family room where my parents still live. You can shut the doors to be shut off from the rest of the house. And I would just sit out there with my little transistor radio and listen to the top 40 for 4 hours and write it down, you know. And that was just my time just to kind of escape into music, you know.
With your short shorts and your leg warmers and your...
You know, that's right.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yes. You know, I was lucky enough to hit a disco in 1979. I was just becoming a teenager, so I got the tail end of the disco era, so I did get a taste of classic music.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, that sounds so long ago.
I had to work those cupcakes.
I know, exactly, dance. Yeah. Michael, are we going to end on some music to say goodbye, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I've got one last piece that I'm really kind of excited to go ahead and play. It's called For the Fallen, and I was only able to listen to a short piece of it because I kind of knew what it was about, so I kind of didn't want to get all weepy and choky up. But Michael Taylor Gray, what's new with you? Give us a quick update on your life before we have to go.
Well, I'm just trying to push Steve Silverman into doing a fourth season of Pretty, so... Anybody out there is a big Pretty fan, just put the pressure on them. So that's it, and I'm gearing up to help another friend who is kicking off a new web series. I'm going to actually help direct the pilot episode, so we're going to start working on that within the next month. It's called
Fantastic.
All in the Mix.
We
I'll tell you more about it this week.
You're turning into a director now. This is exciting.
Yeah, I mean, he sort of recognized me. He goes, you're a web series veteran. Would you like to help me with this? I'm like, well, now that you say that, yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
So we're going to have fun. Yeah.
Sounds
well, maybe
wonderful.
I'll be up for Best Director. You never know next time around at the Indie Soap Awards.
You never know. You never know. But
well, thank
let's
you,
go
guys.
Ahead.
It's nice to visit with you again.
Nice to be with you. Absolutely, honey. It's a pleasure to see you. I want to thank everybody up in chat, Donna L. Sam and Marby in Nashville. And, yeah, Michael, I can't wait for June to come up. We'll have some warmer weather to rock around those D.C. hot
June spots. Is busting all over, honey, when we're going to
cherry blossom,
when we're coming to
Victoria?
Town.
Yeah, well, actually, by the time Michael gets back to town, they will be gone. But there's plenty of stuff. We've got
damn
lots
cherry
of
leaves blossoms.
And stuff. Yeah, those cherry blossoms. But no, he'll have plenty to do, and I'm not kidding when I say we are going to show up at one of their rehearsals, and we are going to meet a lot of them in person. So that's something that I'm working on behind the scenes, because you know it's nice to be able to have them on our show, but it's even nicer to say hi in person and you know to give a handshake and say we appreciate what you do. So
we're going to do, Victoria. The three of us are going to go to a wig shop, and we're going to get Thea wigs, and we're going to sit there and rehearse on. Swing her hair back and forth, just like Thea.
I think that sounds good. They may not be able to focus, but I think that sounds good.
That's okay.
Michael, what song?
We don't mean to distract.
Yeah, we don't mean to, of course. What song are we going to end on?
We're going to end with the Gay Men's Choir of D.C. for the Fallen. And like I said, guys, it's nice being back on the air. Victoria, I missed you tons. You know, last night's show was really good. You should listen to it. Michael, we had the cast of Divinity on. It was a lot of fun. So, and then next week, I'm going to start off Wednesday with the cast from the Bloody Mary show hailing from London, U.K. So I'm very excited to go ahead and introduce them. Yeah, absolutely. But Michael Taylor, great. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Give us a call
love you
soon.
More.
I love you more, husband. Okay.
Yes, my East Coast wife.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love you too.
Take care, buddy. Take care. All right, Vic, let's go ahead and play this. Have a good night, everybody. This is Michael Coach, or Michael K. for Home with Victoria. Victoria, always a pleasure, man. Good night.
Been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.